Shootings are on the rise in Connecticut's largest cities this year. In Hartford, there have been nearly 200, more than any of the last 5 years. Connecticut Public Radio's Frankie Graziano reports on the effort to pin down a cause for the problem.
Junie Lotta Velasquez was arrested in April for a shooting that happened 2 months earlier. After his release from jail, police allege Lotta Velasquez was involved in three more shootings. The last one was on July 6th. That's when he was killed. He was 19.
There was a daytime homicide on Capitol Avenue where the shooters chased the victim and shot and killed him. And the person who was shot and killed was this individual.
That's Hartford Mayor Luke Bronin referring to Lotta Velasquez indirectly last month as he used his story in a Zoom meeting for Hartford residents. Bronin's goal was to illustrate why he thought shootings were up in his city. The mayor says the rise in gun violence is linked to the pandemic.
There are, we believe, a number of cases in which individuals who might normally have been held in custody for their involvement in violent crime were released because of concerns about COVID.
Bronin suggests the state offered lower bonds to offenders so that jails wouldn't be as crowded during the pandemic, and that, at least initially, violent offenders released from prison weren't being watched as closely as they were before the pandemic. State officials push back against the idea, saying that there's no data to back up Bronin's anecdotes. But for Bronin, Lotta Velasquez is just one of several examples of people who should have stayed in jail. If Lotta Velasquez was what the mayor called example two, William Tisdall was example one. Back in March, police approached Tisdall in Hartford's Asylum Hill neighborhood while investigating a regional retail theft ring. According to a HPD incident report, he was taken to the ground after a quick foot chase. That's where police reportedly recovered an untraceable gun. Tisdall was arrested and eventually released from custody. 2 months later, he allegedly held a man at gunpoint and told him to drive to an ATM. Then in September, he was the victim of a shooting. Again, Mayor Bronin.
He is now incarcerated.
Attempts to reach family members for both Lotta Velasquez and Tisdall were unsuccessful. Attorney John O'Brien said he's working on Tisdall's behalf to get bail in the robbery and kidnapping case reduced. He also said that Tisdall, who's recovering from his injuries, denies the allegations against him. But Bronin makes the larger point that neither Tisdall or Lotta Velasquez would have been involved in the shootings if they were in jail. And he says their releases could be related to the pandemic. He also says that at least six people have been picked up on gun charges while out on parole or probation.
There has not been, or has been very, very limited, in-person supervision of individuals who are on probation or parole.
Bronin isn't alone. Not too far away from Hartford, the mayor of New Britain says that if the courts had been opened up since March, car burglaries wouldn't be happening so frequently in her city. But Gary Roberge isn't buying it. He's the state judicial branch administrator, and he says he hasn't seen any data to connect the release of violent offenders since March to spikes in gun violence. He says that if violent offenders are on the street, it's likely because they posted bond through the regular legal process.
They have the right to do that, and that's a mechanism for release.
He says courts in New Britain have pressed on throughout the pandemic, and while he acknowledges that fears of COVID-19 spread have forced the judicial branch to offer probation services remotely, he doesn't think it correlates to increased gun violence.
I don't know if there's any data to say that because, we changed how we conduct our business, that it's led to an increase in violence.
The State Department of Corrections Parole and Community Services Division handles the supervision of parolees. A spokesperson for the division says that it's also done some virtual business during the pandemic, but that it extended in-person supervision in Hartford after the city came calling for help. City officials say they're grateful for these efforts, but that they wish they had happened sooner. Hartford City Councilman Nick LeBron looks at things a bit differently. He blames the violence on a free-flowing iron pipeline.
Guns are looked at as currency. And so when they're looked at as currency or the opportunity to profit off of them by providing means and motive and opportunity for folks who engage in violence to use these guns is the problem.
Hartford police say that officers have already recovered more unlawfully possessed firearms in 2020 than they did last year. LeBron talked to Connecticut Public Radio from a phone at his work desk. It's where he can get a look at a picture of his cousin, Marquise Treadwell, one of 16 people shot and killed in Hartford this year.
He was at a bar, and he had a disagreement with somebody, and somebody felt it was that important to take his life over that disagreement, and it's sad.
While the situation in Hartford deteriorated after Treadwell's death, the mayor's office is hopeful things are settling down. But Sunday was a grim reminder that the gun violence isn't ending. Just before 5 a.m., patrol officers found 38-year-old Guillermo Rivera on a city sidewalk. He was shot multiple times and later died. Rivera was the 22nd person murdered in Hartford in 2020. Frankie Graziano, Connecticut Public Radio.